From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, May 30th. Chico's Ad Hoc Committee on Homelessness met for the third time this week. NSPR's Alex Stetson has more on the meeting.
The committee has continued to hear presentations from organizations that engage with Chico's unhoused population. This week focused on the role of police and criminal justice. Chico police officers spoke about the process of notifying and reaching out to unhoused campers ahead of their camps being removed. Their remarks echoed a recurring theme in previous committee discussions: how to support people with severe mental health or substance use disorders who decline shelter or services. Butte County's Assistant Chief Probation Officer Amy Asher also gave a presentation about drug court, which is a program that can reduce penalties for individuals who commit to rehabilitation.
When people go to court, it's for something very negative, and now they get to show up and everybody's clapping for them and giving them a lot of positive feedback. So we really celebrate what they do right.
Some Chico residents, like Lynn Gonzalez, criticized the committee for focusing too much on the programs already in place and not enough on new solutions to the housing crisis.
It seems that they are lacking in discussion of what's really the root causes, and which I consider to be not just substance abuse and mental illness, but income inequality and housing and affordability.
The committee is made up of Mayor Casey Reynolds and council members Mike O'Brien and Bryce Goldstein. The committee will meet again in 2 weeks to discuss the city's role in homelessness care and the impacts of city policies and codes. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, gray wolves began to filter back into California in 2018 after being hunted to extinction a century ago. Many people welcome their return, but North State ranchers are frustrated and concerned as they see increasing wolf attacks of their livestock. Nearly half of these attacks have occurred in Siskiyou County over the last 4 years. To get a better idea of wolf activity, Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue has initiated a new tracking system, a website where community members can report wolf sightings. He says this information could help officials as they look for ways to manage the problem.
In the county, we have a wolf liaison that's been working with state officials, with our ag department, as well as Fish and Wildlife. By getting this information, it just helped paint a bigger picture about the true wolf activity in the county.
LaRue encourages residents to report any wolf activity they see, no matter how minor. Find a link at mynspr.org. And NSPR recently took a deep dive into the state's growing wolf population and how it's affecting ranchers. Listen on Blue Dot at mynspr.org. And the executive director of Safe Space, a Chico nonprofit serving unhoused people, has announced her departure. Hillary Crosby has been in the role for 3 years and oversaw the nonprofit's transition from seasonal shelter services to year-round support. Crosby expressed her gratitude for her time with Safe Space and getting to care for others. The organization said they were grateful for her service. Alongside outreach services, Safe Space provides cooling centers during extreme summer weather and winter shelter during cold months. Also, the next few days will be very hot with plenty more to come this summer. People need to take precaution to protect themselves and their pets. Here are some tips from the American Veterinary Association. Rule of thumb, if you feel hot, your pet feels hotter. Never, ever leave your pet in a car on even a warm day. That could be lethal in as little as 10 minutes. Sun-drenched asphalt can blister paws. If you can't hold the back of your hand against the pavement for at least 5 seconds, it's too hot. Exercise during the cooler parts of the day, take plenty of breaks, and keep your pet hydrated. Overweight and short-nosed dogs like pugs are more prone to heat stress. Be sure your pets always have access to plenty of clean water. Finally, talk to your vet about a summer haircut. It may be a good idea for some pets, but not others. Additionally, firefighters in the Plumas National Forest are urging residents and visitors to remain vigilant and help prevent wildfires as the weather warms up. Above average temperatures are forecast for today and Saturday, with mountain highs reaching the upper 90s and lower elevations exceeding 100 degrees. Fire danger is currently low and below the threshold for restrictions. However, increased temperatures and winds later this week will elevate that danger. Elevated temperatures and intense winds create conditions that could help wildfires spread quickly, and even a small ember can quickly escalate into a significant blaze. And finally, PG&E offered a webinar this week to give updates on wildfire safety work in Colusa, Glenn, and Tehama counties. According to reporting by KRCR, PG&E says it's excavating portions of gas pipelines to check for damage, as well as trimming trees at risk of catching fire by touching nearby power lines. The company also says it has installed several weather stations to look out for dangerous weather, as well as cameras to monitor high-risk areas in the counties. The next PG&E webinar is set for June 4th and will cover the company's work in other nearby counties. And those were your headlines for Friday, May 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.